experts, the Homesteader Store.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Volleyball. It's Riverdale Homecoming Week, and we'll spotlight the Chieftains and their volleyball homecoming match against Cuba City. It's coming up here following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show for a Thursday evening in local sports.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is going on now through Saturday, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House going on now through Saturday at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics was nationally recognized for having one of the cleanest hospitals in the country. Cleanliness is a huge part of preventing infections. As International Infections Prevention Week starts, here are three simple ways to protect your own family daily. Number one, wash hands often. Teach kids early when to wash and how. One helpful hint? Try singing the ABCs song while soaping up before rinsing. Number two, disinfect surfaces. And number three, wear a mask in public when ill. Stay safe, everyone.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
The Riverdale volleyball team will be hosting a sectional final this year. It was determined by the WIAA some weeks ago. I asked Coach Jesse Kinney about that.
Absolutely. It's really fun when you can do the smaller divisions as well. When I was in high school and we went to state, and I remember the traveling and going to these big schools, and that was Division One. But there's something that's just different since I've moved here and seen how small communities travel. So being able to host that division and be in our building, and we have a really nice facility for it. We have plenty of seating. It's going to be a really fun atmosphere. Kurt mentioned it this summer about, you know, should we throw our hat in? I'm like, absolutely. And then, you know, telling the girls, and it's like, hey, we have our schedule done through state. And I'm like, there's a reason, you know, we're going to keep speaking things into existence. If this is at home, there's no reason. Like, why not be playing at home for that game? So at the very least, it'll be some really good volleyball to watch. We're just hopefully playing and not watching.
Do you bring bleachers in on the end of the gym as well then?
Yep. We do. Luckily our staff is amazing at being able to get that. Tim will get everything set up. He can bring that in just like we do for graduation set up. So you will have labels. We'll have everything. you know, try to set it up for competing fan bases to be separated and keep it all good and safe and friendly. And but it fills up the whole gym when you have those smaller communities coming in. So I'm very excited about that. And it is just around the corner. It'll be here before we know it.
The postseason is not too far down the road. That was Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney. We'll have more coming up on the pre-match show. Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza provide a full day of delicious options. Early risers can indulge in a cheesy breakfast pizza. Lunch goers can satisfy cravings with a popular hunk of pizza. And dinner is made easy with a 12-inch pizza and wings to take home. Customers receive warm hometown hospitality that makes everyone feel part of the family. Along with great food, the Mini Mart offers top quality fuel to keep drivers going. For convenience, orders can be placed by phone at 739-3733. Muscatine Mini Mart is the go-to local spot for tasty meals and friendly service.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscatine invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscatine's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com. If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com. Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney joins us. Riverdale is celebrating homecoming this week, so happy homecoming, Jesse. How's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm guessing every educator that is part of homecoming week knows the fatigue that you start to feel by Thursday of homecoming week. It's going great. Our student participation in all of the activities this week has been fantastic, and we've lucked out. We're getting this summer-like weather right now for everything that we're doing, so we're trying to make the most of it. But I tell you, the week does get long.
Hey, you told me earlier when you were on the morning show with us, you talked about playing Cuba City, and you're looking forward to the challenge tonight, I'm sure, aren't you?
Oh, we absolutely are. We've had a great couple days of practice. The girls, you know, half of the battle, not only with high school athletes, but especially with female high school athletes, I think, is the mindset and getting that gritty mentality and that confidence. And so this is a huge match. You know, at home, we are 3-0 at home, and the girls, they have that, they're getting that belief that they can accomplish what they want to accomplish, and that's more than half the battle at this point. Athletically and skill-wise, they're where they need to be, and they can do the things they need to do, just if they can keep their brain out of it just enough to let their bodies do what they know.
Jesse Kinney, our guest on WRCO, will have more in a moment.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations, along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney is our guest. Coach, as you look at the matchup, what makes Cuba City a tough team?
You know, Cuba's tough because it just, they constantly bring back people. Even if they graduate kids, they have someone ready in the wings to take that spot. And Terry does such a fantastic job of having them so aggressive offensively and just that never quit mentality. So they've kind of created their own dynasty, if you will, of the expectation of what Cuba City volleyball means. And I think Cuba knows that, and I think the intimidating thing is that the surrounding conference knows that. So it's going to be a tough game, but Cuba also knows, I feel like, that they tend to get everybody's best game because everybody gears up when you play Cuba. So it's half of it, again, is just that mental battle, but they just continually put together solid teams that have the expectation to win.
Up to this point in the season, who have been the leaders for the Riverdale team?
You know, we've had some games where we've had a lot of people step up, and so it's been kind of fantastic having the talk about just the depth. We've now twice had to switch from a 6-2 to a 5-1, one for Riley, one for Abby being out, and we've had kids that have stepped in to fill some of those roles. As their injuries have taken them out of some games, and that's a huge offensive shift. So, I mean, our seniors have done a fantastic job of just being able to lead and fill positions. We've had kids all over as far as position-wise. You know, I think Lily Barr might have played in three different positions over the Saturday tournament in Richland Center just because that's what we needed for that time. But I will say that I do think our passing has really come. Aubrey Williamson and Haley Schneider, we over the weekend passed well. We just needed to do a little bit more offensively. But from where we were at this time last year, we're sitting pretty good, like talking about peaking at the right time and having everything come together. We're always getting pieces of the game, and hopefully we can start to put all those pieces together at the right time heading into the end of the season.
Right. We're just a couple of weeks away from the beginning of the tournament, aren't we?
We are. It's crazy. I was just, you know, today I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't even looked at like the October calendars for everything. We haven't turned that page yet. And it's just weeks away. I mean, we are winding down our conference play. I think we have three conference games left and that's it. So it's such a fast season, but it's such a fun season. And this group has been, the season has flown because they have made everything entertaining, but yet focused and competitive. And so I'm just hoping that they can reap some of those rewards and allow themselves to enjoy the time that they have left.
I would guess you'll have a good crowd for homecoming, and hopefully that inspires them to play well tonight, Jesse.
Oh, absolutely. I know it was skit night following homecoming. It'll bring in some more people, and Cuba traveled pretty well. I know the games are an earlier game time, so that'll be a little bit of an obstacle, but the night, there's just not enough hours in a day to get everything in for homecoming week.
All right, we look forward to it. Thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck against Cuba City.
Thanks, Phil.
Jesse Kinney, Riverdale head volleyball coach here on WRCO Sports.
At WRCO FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Riverdale Homecoming, hello again, everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. The Chieftains taking on the Cuba City Cubans. The recently completed JV match saw Riverdale win it by a score of 2-1 in the third and final go-round. It was Riverdale winning 15-11, coming back to win in that event. So they are looking at trying to continue that momentum with the varsity here tonight against the always tough Cuba City Cubans, who come in with a record of 3-1 in the conference And for Riverdale, they are at 2-2 entering tonight's matchup for Coach Jesse Kinney. Cuba City is coached by Carrie Lawson, now in her 29th year head coaching with Cuba City. And they have indeed built quite the tradition there over the years, looking to do well here down the stretch in this one and to play in the postseason. And then Cuba City has made some long postseason runs. But the upstart Chieftains hoping to catch them here tonight in front of a homecoming crowd. Good crowd on hand tonight for the Chieftains, and all adorned in homecoming colors and signs all over the place. The I guess the theme is something about Royal Flush, is what I've heard anyway. Of course, the parade here at Riverdale starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And looking forward to that as well, with the new routes kind of going around the school buildings here and staying on this side of town for safety purposes. They documented on the morning show earlier with Coach Jeff Campbell. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to coverage. What's that? 10-1? Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm reading sign language. Excuse me, folks. There's a change of a couple of numbers for Cuba City, and they were giving me numbers down there, down below. So I've got it figured out, and we'll be back to tell you more about it in a moment as we get set for tonight's battle between Cuba City and Riverdale. Tonight's area broadcast from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733-4440.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Fall in love with your home's flooring with Mohawk Carpet from All American Do It Center. Mohawk Everstrand is one of the most sustainable carpets on the market. Over the past decade, over 6 billion plastic bottles have been used in its production, keeping them out of the landfill. Or consider Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet, which is one of the softest, most durable, and easiest to clean carpet on the planet. Enjoy Mohawk Carpet now from the team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American. From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The warm-up has continued here at Muscadet Riverdale High School volleyball against Cuba City at the elementary building. We'll have the national anthem in just a little bit here today and get ready for the action. Tim Thede tells me that the theme for homecoming is Vegas. So thank you, Tim. The signs say Royal Flush, so that must go along, obviously, with the theme. But it's good to know exactly what we're talking about here. A little gambling, that's the theme anyway. And a lot of people adorned in their homecoming colors. Looks like we're about ready for national anthem time as the teams head out to the floor. Again, the matchup for these two teams is an important one here down the stretch in the conference. Right now, our national anthem from Riverdale. Members of the Riverdale High School Choir with tonight's national anthem prior to first serve time here between these SWAL competitors. More about the match in a moment. The starting lineups are next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
WRCO. Starting for the Chieftains tonight, outside hitter Allie Goplin, who is a senior. Also Emily Goplin, who is a junior. Also number 5 is Aubrey Williamson, a senior. Number 7, Haley Schneider, a little barrel player, a junior. Bailey Harris, a junior. Number 8, number 9 is Abby Tisdale, a junior. And Riley Kinney, the freshman setter, wearing number 12. Macy McKay, number 14, a senior. First serve is returned by Cuba City, and it is inbounds and goes down for a 1-0 Cubans lead. Cuba City countering with a server right now. Libero player Emerson Niles, Savannah Krieger, along with Meg Keepers, Maya Miski, Allie Ingersoll, Cheyenne Hotocker as well, and also Tina Redfern. Here's the serve by Cuba City. Nearly pushed to the right side, and McKay gets it over. Cuba City works it. Back to the left side, blocked by Riverdale, and out of bounds. Savannah Krieger put a charge on one, and the Chieftains block it, but it goes out of bounds. 2-0 the score, and the Cubans will serve. Audrey Schaff, there's the serve, fielded now by the Chieftains. Free ball over. That one is out of bounds on the Cuba City side, and it's quickly 3-0. Again, Emerson Niles, the libero player in the back row. Left-handed serve. That one on the far side played by Riverdale, but not in time up to the net. They can't play the carom. It is out of bounds, and suddenly Cuba City leads 4-0 to start the set here. Riverdale having a little trouble with that first pass. Here comes the approach, and the line drive serve far side. Nice dig there by Williamson. Back to the right side. McKay puts it in. And the Chieftains are on the board. It is 4-1 on the kill by Riverdale's Macy McKay. And the Chieftains will serve. Bailey Harris will do the honors. Cuba City in serve receive mode. And here's the serve. Near side played by the Cubans. McKay to the left side for Riverdale. Back to the right side. Cuba City gets it over. Miski, nice hit. Riverdale tries it. Left side driving it over is Riley Kinney. Now Cuba City from the left side. Meg Keepers drives it over. Fast start here. Here's McKay tapping it down the line. And it's going to be a net violation on Cuba City. And it's 4-2 suddenly. Now the Chieftains have struck back now for a couple of straight points. And Bailey Harris will start it in motion again here. From the near side, drives it to the middle. Fielded there by Hodaker, and then the left side shot is driven over by Savannah Krieger, and down it goes. 5-2, Cuba City. Krieger with the kill. And Cuba City will serve again. Side out, number 3 is Savannah Krieger. She will serve. Played now by Riverdale. They'll pass it to the left side. Here's Kinney with a shot. Back row. Fielded there by Dressler. Near side pass and over the top. Left side for Riverdale. And over on number 2 is Kinney. Cuba City tries again. Taking a shot there is Miski. Played by the Chieftains. Quick set. Kinney drives it right side. Fielded by Niles. Back to the middle. And now Cuba City bumps it over. No, it didn't make the net on hit number 3. It's a Riverdale point. And that makes the score 5-3. Cuba City by 2. Riverdale bringing in Gretchen Buchholz into the front row. Gretchen playing in the front left. And serving for the Chieftains will be Riley Kinney. Fielded by Cuba City. Pass to the left side. Misty shot blocked. And down it goes by Riverdale. Buchholz up on it. And also Emily Goplin. And all of a sudden it is 5-4. 5-4, Riverdale within 1. Here's the serve. Cuba City fields it. Pass to the left side. The Cubans, Miski, drops it over. Fielded by the Chieftains, and this one hits the net, and they can't quite get it over on hit number 3. So they had a couple of good passes. That one hangs on the net, and the Cubans take the side out. Serving will be number 15. That is Cheyenne Hotocker. Here's the serve. Fielded by Riverdale. Good dig there by Williamson. Back to the near side. Buchholz takes it down the line. Here's Hodaker. And it's set there by Niles. Shot by Cuba is down on the kill by Mabel Dressler, a junior. That makes it 7-4. So far, Cuba City getting several into the act. Hodaker serves again. Cuba City by 3. Buchholz with the hit. Left side, Kinney. Shot is blocked by Cuba City, and down it goes on the Riverdale side. Dressler with a block kill. That makes it 8-4. Hotocker will serve it again. After the whistle, here's the approach. Line drive, serve, a low one. Nice dig there by Riverdale. Good play by Williamson. Tapped over by Kinney. Here's the set by Niles in the middle. Dropped over now by Terpstra. Ball to the right side, driven by Buchholz. Down the line, fielded by Cuba City. Pass to the left, Miski takes a shot. Good dig there by Schneider. Pushed back over by Kinney. Cuba City tries again for the middle. Driven over by Keepers. Fielded by Riverdale. They'll set it up. There's a shot. And it's fielded there. Goplin's shot dug in the back row. And there is a shot by Cuba City. And Riverdale can't play it in the back row. That was Dressler. That makes it by a score of 9-4. Cuba City with the 5-point lead. Big student representation here tonight as well for the homecoming crowd. Riverdale on the far side. Many of them have those hand signs with the girls' baby pictures on them. Kind of interesting. Here's the shot by Cuba City and pushed back by Riverdale. And over it goes. Emily Goplin gets the kill. And the Chieftains are back in business. It is a score of 9-5. And Macy McKay will serve. McKay with the approach. There it is. Fielded back row by the Cubans. Quick pass to the left side. Shot is over, and that is down for number 12, Maya Miski. And that'll make it 10-5. Cuba City has doubled up the Chieftains here in the opener. And Cuba City will bring in Trina Redfern, defensive specialist. Trina in the back row. Here's the approach. And the serve fielded by the Chieftains. Pushed over by Goplin, but that one is out of bounds. That'll make it 11-5 Cuba City in the opening set. Best of five tonight in the SWAL. Redfern coming up with a serve for Cuba City to Riverdale. Fielded out by Williamson. There's a quick set by Kinney, driven over that time by Buchholz. Back to the left side, and Cuba City can't return it. On hit number three, it caroms from the net and back to the floor. 11-6. Cuba City by five, and Riverdale will serve. Emily Goplin, back row by the curtain, and now steps up. There's the serve, fielded by Ingersoll. Pass to the left side, Keepers drives it over, fielded back row by the Chieftains. Back to the near side, Allie Goplin shot into the net. It came back to Riverdale, that's four hits, and that'll make it 12-6, Cuba City. Riverdale rotating, and number 12 is in. That's Riley Kinney back in the front row. And Bailey Harris, there's a serve by Cuba City, out of bounds. A service error for the Cubans, and that gives Riverdale the side out. That makes it 12-7. Into the lineup is number 9 for Riverdale, Abby Tisdale. Tisdale gets the whistle. Here's the serve, net serve, and it goes right back to Cuba City. The score is 13-7. Cubans in the lead, building the resume here in the early set. Allie Ingersoll, a senior libero player, is in. And here is the serve. Fielded down the far side by Riverdale. They'll get it back to the middle. Driving it over there. Nice hit was Harris. Good dig by Cuba City. Redfern, they get it over. Right side, Riverdale. Now back to the left. And the shot is into the net on the hit attempt by Allie Goplin. And that'll make it a 14-7 lead for the Cubans. Ingersoll with the serve. Williamson digs it for Riverdale. Nice pass left side by Tisdale. Shot is up, blocked by the Cubans. Now they'll try again. Pushed over by Harris. Cuba City in the middle. Dumping it in is Hochacher. That makes it a score of 15-7 in favor of Cuba City. Cheyenne Hochacher gets the kill, her first. And Allie Ingersoll will serve. Fielded by Macy McKay. There's the pass to the near side. Taking a shot is going to be Riley Kinney. Blocked by Cuba City. Back to Riverdale. And the Chieftains are called for a lift. And that will make it 16-7. Cuba City with the lead. Ingersoll with the serve. McKay gets the initial pass. Tisdale back to the middle. Taking a shot is Kinney. Taken back now by Cuba City to the back row. Driving the shot over is Miski. Free ball back by McKay, and that one goes out of bounds. Timeout Riverdale, 17-7. Cuba City off to the races here in the opener in homecoming volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Don't let your weekend project turn into a headache. Let Napa help. Get free all deep penetrating oil from Napa Auto and Truck Parts. This 11-ounce can is only $9.99 and it'll bust through rust and corrosion fast. And while you're there, grab some purple power cleaner, starting at just $4.49 to clean up that mess. And stock up on select Napa antifreeze coolant. Napa has everything you need to finish the job right. Find them in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, they're your source for parts and so much more.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is Cuba City serving after the timeout. Fielded by Kenny. There is the set back to the right side. Driving it over is Riley. Fielded back row by Cuba City. Left side, they're going to get the pass and the shot over by Krieger. Riverdale tries again on the right side. Taking a hit is Riley Kenny. Back row Redfern with a nice dig. And Cuba City can't return it. That's three hits. Comes back to the scorer's table and out of bounds. And the Chieftains turn the tide a little bit with a side out now. Trailing 17-8. Here's the serve by Allie Goplin, fielded by Cuba City. Working to the left side, driving it through is Cheyenne Hotocker. And that's a 10-point lead, 18-8. Hotocker gets the kill. Cuba City has some height. Riverdale's got their starting lineup, especially front line, has got some height, but Cuba City is even a little bit taller. Here's the serve. Chieftains set it right side for McKay, and she takes it over, and down it goes. Nice hit by Macy McKay. That makes it 18-9. Riverdale gets back in the scoring track. Side out for the Chieftains, and serving is Bailey Harris. Cuba City fields it. They'll get it back to the middle, and it's tapped into the net by Hotocker, and the Chieftains score 2 points in a row. 18-10 in the opener. Bailey Harris will try to keep it going. The skits and everything else going on with the pep rally afterwards tonight for homecoming. Quick set for the Cubans. Tapped over with a left hand. Down it goes. Nice play by Cheyenne Hotocker. That makes it 19-10, Cuba City. Players that can switch hands, be equally as tough with the left or the right hand, make it very difficult to block. Here's the serve. Fielded by Kinney. There's the set. McKay takes it to the back row, right around the middle and got it in. 19-11. Macy McKay with three kills now for Riverdale in this opener. And serving for the Chieftains will be number 12, Riley Kinney. Here's the serve. Fielded by Redfern. Passed back to the left side and punched over by Miskey. Back row, Williamson, and the Chieftains. Oh, get it over. Nice effort by Aubrey Williamson. Pass to the middle, and Hotocker hits the seed for the kill in the back row. That makes it 20-11. Well, you can see that one coming. Cuba City had it set up well, and Riverdale no way to block that or get a dig on it in the back row. Hotocker steps up. Here's the serve. Back row fielded by the Chieftains. Set by Kenny and over the top now for Williamson. Cuba City sets it to the left side. They'll take a shot. Nice dig on the near side by Kenny. Kept live by the Chieftains and punched over by Williamson. And here comes Cuba City from the middle and they'll get it down that time. They've got some heavy hitters. Meg Keepers coming in and gets the kill to make it a Cuba City 10-point lead once again. 21-11 the score here in the opening set. Starting a little bit early for homecoming festivities. Hotocker with the serve. Fielded now by the Chieftains. Haley Schneider. Pass to the right side. Buchholz gets it over. Cuba City works it again to the middle. Taking the shot. Getting him through the block is Meg Keepers. And it is 22-11, Cuba City. Keepers with two kills in a row. Hotocker with a couple of dribbles. Here's the step up and the line drive serve. That is an ace. Wow, that was a beautiful serve. That makes it 23-11. Hotocker right down the line, painted the line on that one. And I believe that is the first ace for either team. 23-11, Cuba City. Here's the serve. That one just missed out of bounds. Point for Riverdale. It's 23-12. Allie Goplin returns to the front row. Macy McKay will serve for the Chieftains. Cuba City within two of going out. McKay's serve, fielded now by the Cubans. Set on the right side, taking a shot. Down it goes for Mabel Dressler. 24-12 in favor of the Cubans. Dressler gets the kill after she had two early in the contest. And serving will be Trina Redfern. Trina comes up. There's the serve. Fielded by McKay. Kenny sets it right side. Punched over by Goplin. Cuba City chases it toward the stands. They center it, and they get it over on the hit by Ingersoll. Here's a nice quick set. Punched over by Riverdale. Kept live by Cuba City. Back to the middle, and then driven over there by Ingersoll. Back row. Here's the pass by Schneider. Buchholz gets it over. Cuba City on the edge. Passing it to the left side. Taking it over. Now McKay makes the play. Back to the middle, and Riverdale gets it over. Again, hit by Kinney. Ball to the left side. Here's a soft tap, and in for Cuba City. Number 12, Maya Miski, makes it 25-12, and that is the final here in the opener. Cuba City takes the win, and they go up 1-0 in the match. SWAL volleyball tonight during Riverdale Homecoming Week, right here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Attention, Wisconsinites. Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Here's a look at some of the stats from the opener. Cuba City gets the win, 25-12, led by four kills from Cheyenne Hotocker. Also, Mabel Dressler has two kills for Meg Keepers. On the other side for Riverdale, Macy McKay with three kills, and Emily Goplin had a kill. There was an ace for Cuba City, just one in the game for either team, and that came from Hotocker, who has the ace about midway through the first set. So teams will stay on the same side. Cuba City to my left, Riverdale to my right. As they head back from the bench, they'll check some numbers, make sure they're in the right order. And we'll get this one started in a little bit here. Cuba City coming out and looking strong in the opener. Riverdale really never got on track. There were a couple of moments of really some well-played match, but they also just struggled passing off these serves. Here's the serve, and that's going to be an ace for Cuba City, and they're off and running with their second ace of the night. That was from Emerson Niles. So Niles gives Cuba City the early lead, and she will serve again. Emerson steps up, left-handed serve, fires it far side, fielded by Riverdale. Williamson back to the right side. McKay takes it, shot is blocked, and down it goes by Cuba City's Cheyenne Hotocker, and that makes it 2-0. Hotocker making her presence known there in that middle. And here comes the next serve from Niles. Emerson right down the middle. Nice dig by Schneider. Free balls. It's flat back by Cuba City. That one hung on the net, and it's punched down by Mabel Dressler to make it 3-0. Cuba City will serve again. Emerson Niles gets the ball. Niles steps up. There's the serve, fielded by McKay. Pass back to the near side, and she'll drive it down the right line. Going to be placed by Cuba City in the middle, and they get it through the block with a Cheyenne Hotocker hit. Chieftains up on it, trying to get the block, couldn't control it, and that makes it 4-0. Serving again will be number one, Emerson Niles. Here's her serve, dug by Riverdale. Williamson passes, now McKay takes it over the left side. Cuba City makes the play. Miski passes, shot by Redfern, blocked by Riverdale, that is. But it goes out of bounds. Riverdale kind of waiting to see if there was a net violation, but not. And that makes it a score of 5-0. Here comes the approach and the line drive served by Cuba City. The set by Riverdale. Here's Kinney taking it over, and down it goes. And the Chieftains are on the board. Riley Kinney with a kill that meant business right there. So Riverdale takes over the serve. That'll be number 7. Haley Schneider doing the honors. 5-1 in favor of Cuba City. Here comes the approach. And Schneider's serve. Tough one played by Cuba City back line. They'll bring it to the middle and now driven over by Krieger. Riverdale tries it on the near side. McKay's shot into the net. Trying to get it around the block. It didn't make it over the net and falls back on the Riverdale side. 6-1. Cuba City in the second. Krieger with the serve. Fielded far side. Down to the near side. McKay drives it over and drives it out of bounds. It is 7-1 Cuba City. Chieftains struggling getting that initial pass to where they want and just kind of keeping them out of time a little bit. And here comes Krieger again. Cuba City, an impressive serving team. That one's going to die quickly, and that's an ace. 8-1 Cuba City out of the gate here with a big lead early on. Krieger with the ace. Two aces in the second for Cuba City. Krieger gets the whistle. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded near side by Williamson. Now to the right and over for the back row. Nice hit by Barr. Going to be fielded on the right side. Cuba City takes it down the line, and they're going to be called for an antenna violation. So a point for the Chieftains. 8-2 score. Into the game for Riverdale is number 10, Gretchen Buchholz. And serving will be Riley Kinney. Kinney serve, dug by Ingersoll. Pass to the near side, shot blocked by Riverdale, back to Cuba City again. Bumped over by the Cubans, slapped back now by Harris. Now punched over that time by Ingersoll. Riverdale tries it, Buchholz drives it over, fielded by the Cubans. And over on hit number 3, here's the set from McKay. And it's over, played by Cuba City, back row. Pass to the left side, here is Miski. Drops it in, nice hit. Coming from the left to the right, and found the left L and made it go. 9-2 the score. So Miski gets the kill. And the Cubans will serve. Cheyenne Hotocker. And the Cubans leading by 7. They won the opener. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Chieftains. Haley Schneider back to Buchholz, and the hit is into the net by Buchholz, and that'll make it a 10-2 Cuba City lead. Riverdale trying to get on track here. The Cubans keeping them off balance. Hotocker with the serve. Nice play by Schneider. Gets it to McKay, and now Buchholz drives it over. There's the dig by Niles. They'll get it to the left side. Shot by Miski. Back row, Riverdale. Here comes the set. Kinney to McKay. Drives it over. Beautiful hit. Got it in. 10-3. Riverdale back on track with a good hit by Macy McKay. Found a spot where Cuba City wasn't covering it well. And McKay is back to serve. Cuba City by 7. There's the pass initially. Now to the left side. Shot is over and down it goes on a hit by Mabel Dressler, who put a charge in one. That makes it 11-3. Dressler with the kill. In for the Cubans is Trina Redfern. Trina will head back to the wall and gets set to serve. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Cut off on the right side by McKay. Pass to the near side and driven over by Goplin. Back row for Cuba City. Back to the front. Middle shot is over, and down it goes on the hit by Meg Keepers. That'll make it 12-3. Meg Keepers puts a charge into one for the Cubans, and Redfern will serve. Here's the approach and the line drive. Back row fielded by the Chieftains, and they can't get it on hit number two. Initially, a pretty good dig there by Schneider, but nobody there to really take control for the next pass. That makes it 13-3. Cuba City leading by 10. Redfern with the serve. Fielded by Schneider. That one winds up near the stands, and Buchholz trying to get up in the stands. Can't quite get it. Jesse Kinney takes the timeout. 14-3. Cuba City, they won the opener 25-12. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back to action. Cuba City with a serve. Riverdale working on it. 14-3 Cubans in the second. Pass goes to the left side. There's the set by Misty. Gets it right back. Drives it over the Riverdale wall. Backed up by Schneider. Here's the set by Kinney. And now popping it over and out of bounds for Bailey Harris. And all of a sudden the Cubans lead 15-3 in the second set. Redfern has been back there serving for a time. The senior with a line drive. Back row. McKay touches it. Back goes to Harris. And then over the top by Kinney. Here's the set on the right side on the run. Keepers. Down it goes in front of a diving effort by Riverdale in the back row. And the Cubans playing inspired tonight. 16-3. They lead it. Keepers with the kill. She's got two of them in this set. Redfern with the approach. And there is the serve. Fielded now on the knees by Goplin. Finally pushed over by Kinney. Riverdale trying to block this one. Shot over the top by Miskey. Backed up now by the Chieftains. Buchholz drives it over, and Cuba City digs. Oh, caroms into the stands, and Riverdale has a point. That makes it 16-4. Nice job by Bailey Harris in the front row. Now she'll move back to the back and do the serving. This one played by Cuba City. Pass by Ingersoll to the right side. Taking a shot over the top that time is Miskey. Riverdale works it. Kinney back to the middle. Goplin shot over the wall. And down it goes. Riverdale back in business. It is 16-5, Cuba City. And the kill by Allie Goplin. Here we go. Here's the serve. Ball to the left side. Dug by Cuba City. They'll work it. There's Keepers on the run. Drives it back row. McKay makes the play. Right side. Buchholz drives it over for Riverdale. Back row. Ingersoll left and now punched over by Tepstra. Ball to the right side for Riverdale. Taking a shot is Goplin, and it's going to be four hits called on Riverdale. That one did not make the block. It just hit the net and came back to Riverdale's side, and that makes it 17-5. The gym is pretty comfortable, but as warm as it's been here, a lot of these gyms are really getting warm some of these nights. Not typical for early October. Served by Cuba City, a little bit too much mustard on it. It goes out of bounds. Side out Riverdale, 17-6. The lead for Cuba City in the second in this best of five. Here's the serve by the Chieftains. Oh, that's a good one. That's an ace. And the Chieftains back in within 10, 17-7. Gretchen Buchholz gets the ace. She'll try again. This one popped to the back row. Redfern passes left, and it's going to be taken by Ingersoll. And Cuba City drives it out of bounds. Chieftains now have scored three in a row, 17-8 here in the second. Cuba City won the first, 25-12. Buchholz with the serve. Fielded by Redfern. Pass now left side for Niles. And she drives it over. Goplin back to Goplin. Punched over by Emily. Back row. Front row, Cuba City. Right side. Keepers drives it in. Bank Keepers gives Cuba City another 10-point lead. It is 18-8. Keepers with their third kill in the second set. And a side out for the Cubans. Cuba City with a number of fans. I'm right amongst all of them. They travel well and, of course, have had good history. There's the serve. That one is just out of bounds. Cuba City missed. Another service error for them. And that makes it 18-9. Other scores tonight. River Valley wins against Reedsburg 3-0 in high school soccer. Here's the pass by Cuba City after the initial hit. Misty gets it over. Back row. That is Allie Goplin. Back to McKay. Drives it over. Fielded by the Cubans. They'll set it up in the middle. Here's Hodocker. Drives it over. Ooh, what a dig by Schneider. Left side popped over by Goplin. Cuba City tries it again. This time from the left and down it goes. Savannah Krieger. Cuba City running some switches where you're never sure who's actually going to take it over. And they've got some hitters in that front row. 19-9 in favor of the Cubans. And that was Savannah Krieger with the kill. Here's the serve. And it's going to be an ace for the Cubans. 20-9 on the ace by Emerson Niles. That's her second ace in this set. She'll serve again. There it is. Riverdale plays it back row. It's Schneider. Now back to Tisdale. She'll drive it over the far side and out of bounds on the hit by the Chieftains. Or is it? Nope. They're going to call it inbounds. 20-10 now. Riverdale gets the side out. Chieftains will serve. Haley Schneider will do the honors. Gets the ball back from the official. Schneider coming up, and here's the run-up and the line drive serve. A let serve. Cuba City is able to play it, but they went under the net. Net violation, and that makes it 20-11. Cuba City by 9 here in the second. Serving is Schneider. Schneider with a serve. Fielded there by Cuba City. There is the set. Punching it over there is Hotocker. Good play by Tisdale. Brings it back, and Cuba City works it back to the left side. Krieger drives it over. Dug by the Chieftains. Pushed over by Tisdale. Again, there's the set for the middle. Hotocker drives it over. Dug now by the Chieftains. Kinney, near side. Punched over by McKay. It comes back to her. She punches it back. Hotocker, left side, Cuba City. Tepstra drives it over. Here's a shot by Kinney. Played by Cuba City. They'll set it on the right side, taking it over in on the hit there by Dressler. And Riley Kinney drives it over for Riverdale. Here's the set again in the middle for the Cubans. Driven over by Hotocker. Back row, good volley, best of the night. Back to the left side, punched over by Bailey Harris. Cuba City with a set on the left side and punching it in. And ending a long volley was Mabel Dressler. That makes it 21-11. Dressler gets the kill. In for the Cubans, number 12, Maya Miski, and serving is Savannah Krieger. Cuba City within four of winning a second tonight. Here's the serve. Schneider with a dig. Tisdale, and now punched over by Harris. Back row, front row for Cuba City. Dumped over by Miski. Chieftains take it. Tisdale shot blocked by Miski, and Cuba City called for a net violation. That'll give the Chieftains a point. 21-12. Here in the second. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update with more of a homecoming update from Riverdale. There's the serve by the Chieftains. Cuba City fields it, taking it left, driving it over, and downtown. What a hit for Maya Miski. That makes it a 10-point Cuba City lead again, 22-12. Skit night going on afterwards, so the skits are on video now. I think they have to be filmed. They can do a lot more with that. They can film on location, and they're pretty funny. There's the serve, dug by Riverdale. Here is Riley Kinney, now back to Macy McKay, gets it over. And now putting a charge into it is Cuba City, and down it goes on the hit by Maya Miski, number 12. And that makes it 23-12. Miski with two kills in a row. Hotocker will serve. Ball play to the back row by Tisdale. Quick set by Kinney. Shot into the net on the hit attempt by Bailey Harris, and that makes it game point for Cuba City. 24-12 here in the second. There's the whistle. Here's the approach by Hotaker. Drives it over, fielded by the Chieftains. Back to the near side. Ball is shot, blocked at Riverdale net violation. And this one belongs to the Cubans in set number two. 25-12, the final. In fact, the first two games have the exact same score. We'll be back with set number three in a moment for Riverdale Homecoming. Cubans are up 2-0 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Riverdale football team is preparing for its homecoming game against Boscobel on Friday night and coming off a win over Pecatonica Argyle last Saturday. I asked Coach Jeff Johnson about the game.
Again, just like the other games, we came out with tremendous intensity, but we really played a full, complete game in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. It's a total team effort. Every single player on both sides of the ball contributed. But I got to give the credit, really, to the coordinators and the assistant coaches. My job, really, is to manage.